Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Every now and then, there's a little news story that seems to sum up this angry election campaign. For me, it was an incident a few days ago, not far from my home. A local Trump supporter was arrested for torching a 15-foot stack of hay bales bearing a Biden-Harris sign. The fire was spectacular. The story went viral. You probably heard about it. But you may not know what happened next. The accused arsonist, in his jail cell, got a phone call. It was from the farmer who'd put up that sign. He said he just heard the suspect had lost his son a few weeks earlier in a motorcycle accident. The farmer was calling to express his condolences. They had a nice chat. The suspect said he'd been crazy with grief. He was sorry about the hay bales and would pay for them. The farmer said their value was nothing compared with the other man's loss. Every major religion has something to say about the power, the necessity of forgiveness. Like, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Studies show people who forgive are happier, healthier than those who cling to resentments. That goes for countries, too. After our Civil War, Abraham Lincoln welcomed the South back into the Union. With malice toward none, with charity for all, he said, let us bind up the nation's wounds. The international community forgot that lesson after World War I with disastrous results, but we wisely remembered it after World War II. Since then, several nations that tore themselves apart for one reason or another, Rwanda, Northern Ireland, South Africa, have tried to bind up their wounds in an organized way. A model for this process is South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. It brought together victims and their tormentors face to face. Maybe America, after this election, should have its own Truth and Reconciliation Commission, a formal process that can bring together both sides of our national divide to find a way forward. Won't be easy, will be necessary. Meanwhile, the accused hay bale burner is in jail, awaiting a hearing, but he's received a gift of forgiveness he didn't expect. And the farmer? Well, he's rebuilt his hay bale sign, but instead of Biden-Harris, it now says in huge letters, love, unity, respect. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.